The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have freezing drizzle, fog, and 28 degrees right now. Driving conditions a little slippery this morning. There are some accidents going on right now. First responders were busy around midnight in West Wichita. Drizzle and sub-freezing temperatures resulted in slick highways and at least 4 accidents on ramps and elevated roadways on Kellogg and I-235. 2 of the accidents were rollovers and several injuries were reported, at least one of them serious. The accidents occurred between 11:45 Tuesday night and 12:30 this morning, and accidents are continuing this morning. President Trump is proposing the U.S. take over Gaza to redevelop the war-torn territory.
Standing alongside Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, President Trump described developing the Gaza Strip into the Riviera of the Middle East.
I think you'll make that into an international, unbelievable place. I think the potential in the Gaza Strip is unbelievable.
President Trump is calling on Jordan, Egypt, and other countries to take in Palestinian refugees displaced from Gaza. The president describing the war-torn territory as a demolition site, telling reporters he does not think people should go back. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Crown Uptown Theater near Douglas and Hillside in Wichita will not be allowed to expand.
The Wichita City Council unanimously voted to deny that motion at Tuesday's meeting. Back in October, the owner stated he wanted to expand the facility to increase capacity to over 2,000 people. Scott Wadle with the planning department was asked what would happen next.
The applicant has indicated multiple options that they may pursue in the future. One of those is to demolish the building. There is a process that was described as part of the staff report for addressing that and considering that.
That means the city could temporarily block demolition since the theater is identified by the city as a historic site. Other alternatives include using the building for storage or as a shelter. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Any motion to block demolition cannot exceed 30 days, except if extended by the council. At today's meeting, the Sedgwick County Commission will look at helping people who live in a polluted area around 29th and Grove in northeast Wichita. Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News.
The county is going to entertain, through a MOA, a local contribution of $125,000 to help match some funds that the city of Wichita has provided, that some local organizations will be providing, and the state of Kansas will be providing to help with testing for those that have been impacted in the 29th and Grove contamination area.
Beatty commented during his weekly chat with Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. A man has been arrested in connection to the deaths of a woman and child in a Hutchinson house fire.
The fire broke out early Saturday in the 1000 block of East 3rd. 32-year-old Kelsey Payton and 4-year-old Naomi Payton died in the blaze. Their bodies were discovered inside of the structure. The 37-year-old suspect and Naomi's 6-year-old sister were both transported to a Hutchinson hospital for treatment. The girl was later transferred to a Wichita hospital where she was treated and released. The man was booked into the Reno County Correctional Facility Tuesday on suspicion of 2 counts of first-degree murder and aggravated arson, among other charges. Formal charges are pending. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The U.S. has a new attorney general.
The Senate has voted to confirm President Trump's Attorney General nominee, Pam Bondi.
On this vote, the yeas are 54, the nays are 46. The nomination is confirmed.
Pennsylvania's John Fetterman was the only Democrat to vote for Bondi, the former Florida AG. Both the Justice Department and FBI have been under scrutiny by Democrats after Deputy Attorney General Emil Bove directed the acting FBI director to identify all current and former Bureau employees assigned to January 6th cases for internal review. The effort prompted FBI agents to file 2 separate lawsuits Tuesday. Bondi has repeatedly said she will not use her position to advance any political agenda. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. KNSS News Time now, 6:08, 28 degrees. tracks are cleared after a train derailment Tuesday afternoon in North Wichita near 21st and Mosley. The train blocked 17th Street and 21st Street near Mosley as crews worked to get the cars back on the tracks. Six cars derailed. U.S. Senator from Kansas Jerry Moran spoke on the Senate floor Tuesday, encouraging his colleagues to confirm former Congressman Doug Collins from Georgia as the new Secretary of the VA.
I never envisioned being a United States Senator, and now the Chairman of the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs, where our responsibilities are greater than just respect and gratitude. That's certainly important, but now we are here to make certain that all the promises we made to those who serve are kept.
The Senate voted to confirm Collins as the next Secretary of Veterans Affairs with a vote of 77 to 23. Democrats held a rally to protest the Department of Government Efficiency, and Democratic Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez slammed the agency for hiring young employees. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer has details.
Democratic lawmakers called for a government watchdog to look into the Treasury Department's decision to reportedly grant DOGE employees access to sensitive government payment systems. A Treasury Department official explained in a letter published by Punchbowl News that anyone allowed to review their systems is only given read-only access. Now, Musk is also taking heat for his hiring choices.
They don't do their homework. Clearly, they're putting 19-year-olds in at the Treasury. This dude is not smart.
DOGE says they have eliminated nearly $45 million in building leases and the controversial overhaul of USAID. We are learning the Department of Education could be next.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and other Democratic members of Congress held a demonstration outside the Department of the Treasury. A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from relocating several transgender prisoners to a men's facility.
The ruling from a federal judge in Washington, D.C. temporarily blocks the transfer of three transgendered women to men's facilities. The lawsuit prompting the ruling was filed by the prisoners after President Trump's executive order signed on his first day in office, which aims to prevent men from being housed in women's prisons. The judge's ruling also prevents the termination of the prisoners' hormone therapy. The judge finding that the prisoner's lawyers would likely be able to prove that the president's executive order violated the Eighth Amendment prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment. The Justice Department claimed it has discretion to place prisoners and that the judge's ruling is premature because the prisoners haven't been moved yet. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
So far this morning, well, we've got conditions here on the highways. KDOT is listing all the highways under the category of seasonal roadway conditions. This means that could have some slippery spots out there. You'll want to watch out, especially on the bridges, overpasses, the elevated roadways, all especially. You can find slippery spots there. We've got a traffic accident southbound I-235. And it's up north by Broadway, and we got one up on the roadway and one on the ramp just near there. So actually, two accidents fairly close by there. We got a stalled out vehicle westbound Kellogg right at I-135. Some areas to watch out for. Be extra careful out there today. You're going to find those elevated roadways, on ramps, off ramps, overpasses are all going to be slippery this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Please drive safely this morning and use extra caution. Winter weather advisor going to be in effect through noon due to the potential of freezing drizzle throughout our morning hours. Could create a light glaze of ice on our roads, making things slick. Cold high of 39. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
And right now we got freezing drizzle, fog, 28 degrees, a northeast wind at just 7 miles per hour. At Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. But a cloudy, misty, breezy day across south-central Kansas Tuesday. Wichita's high temperature was only 32 degrees. Normal high for the date, 46. And if you've been listening for us the last few minutes, we've been talking about I-235, which apparently is the hot spot today or this morning. Out on the west side, up on the north side, I-235. Had a traffic tracker called in a few minutes ago. He called in twice. The second time he called, he said, I just spun out and I had an accident. So it's slick. You know, it's slick. And you're driving. You may want to slow down and get things under control. Just a little word of advice there. Good morning, Ted Woodward.
Hello.
Happens every year when the ice comes. We have to relearn how to drive again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Training day. Okay. Be careful out there. We don't have any, haven't had any word of any fatalities yet this morning, but we have had some injuries. On this date, this is the fifth day of February, and on this date in 2020, the Senate voted to acquit President Donald Trump, bringing to a close the third presidential trial in American history. Though a majority of senators expressed unease with Trump's pressure campaign on Ukraine that resulted in the two articles of impeachment, just one Republican, Mitt Romney of Utah, broke with the GOP and voted to convict. So there were just not enough votes there. President Trump will attend the Super Bowl in New Orleans Sunday. He'll be the first sitting president to do so. A spokesman for the Secret Service says the organization has had staff on the ground for days to prepare for Trump's visit. Trump is also scheduled to sit for an interview with Fox News' Bret Baier as part of the network's pre-show programming, which will be taped from Florida before the game. Trump has not said whether he's supporting the Kansas City Chiefs or the Philadelphia Eagles, but he posted congratulations to the Chiefs after their AFC championship win last month. You don't have to, support one another. It's president. Just go watch the game. However, you know, the first thing in my I'm thinking is, what kind of security nightmare is that going to create? No. Anyway, I'm sure they'll handle it.
Well, after the terrorist incident last month, they've already pretty much got the Superdome on lockdown anyway.
Yeah.
So I assume
kind of a bubble.
The president to that will be a hassle, but not as much as you might think.
Well, it's part of our life now. I mean,
yeah, it is.
It really is. The Aga Khan, the spiritual leader of Ismaili Muslims, has died. Karim al-Husseini became the Aga Khan at age 20 as a Harvard undergraduate when his grandfather passed over his father as his successor. He poured a material empire built on tithes into building homes, hospitals, and schools in developing countries. His Aga Khan Development Network said the 49th hereditary imam of the Shia Ismail Muslims died Tuesday in Portugal, surrounded by his family. He was 88 years old today. The Aga Khan. Stephen Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And we're just, what, now 3 days? How many days are we from the Super Bowl, Ted?
Four.
Okay. At noon Sunday, we want to invite you to tune in to the Odyssey Network or the Odyssey Conversation, Big Games, Big Money. This is an hour long, and it looks at the role of money in sports. Should be very interesting. It's going to be about an hour long at noon on Sunday right here on KNSS. Tune in. You might find it very interesting. I'm sure we will. All right, Ted, this is Steve and Ted, show number 6,859.
Hey.
Are we having fun yet?
Yeah.
All right, Steve and Ted in the morning.
27 years worth.
Yeah. Coming up on 6:17 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. And time for Lead Off Sports with Ted Woodward this morning. Ted?
Yep, college men's basketball action last night. Wichita State on the road visiting Charlotte. The only team that Wichita State has defeated in conference play so far this season, and that remains true because the Shockers won again. They've beaten Charlotte twice for their only two conference wins, and that snaps a four-game losing streak for the Shockers. Wichita State going inside to big Quincy Ballard, Mike Kennedy, and Bob Hull with the call of the game last night on 103.7 KEYN.
Cortez right wing, fake the drive, now dribbles to the top, lobs for Ballard, who slams it with both hands again.
Yeah, Cortez was determined to get it to Ballard that time. They ran a little two-man basketball on that side over by the bench, and he made a beautiful pass and a good catch by Ballard.
Shocks got their first win on the road in 3 months. Last time they went on the road was way back in the season opener in the first week of November.
Wow.
Yeah.
Before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, long before Thanksgiving. So the Shockers got the win last night, beat Charlotte 66-58 on the road. Like we just heard in the highlight there, the big guy, Quincy Ballard, 12 points, 13 rebounds. Here's Shocker head coach Paul Mills.
We were able to get Q some opportunities around the rim today, and you know, he can finish, obviously, given his ability. So I thought all of that just played well. I thought guys played with poise, and you need that. The free throw mileage down the stretch got a little that had me wondering over there, but it was good to see us finish it.
Another, the Shocks were down by 10 points in the first half and came back and won it by 8. And another big double-double for Corey Washington. He had 21 points and 10 rebounds in the Shocker win last night. All right, late night with K-State men's basketball last night on the road at Arizona State. Bad start for the Wildcats. They were down 15-0 to start the game.
Ouch!
But a lot of basketball left, even that early on. And the Wildcats came back and led by halftime. But boy, this game came right down to the very final few seconds. Arizona State went to the line with a chance to tie it or win it. They missed the first free throw. What about the second free throw? You heard it late last night over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Wyatt Thompson with the call.
Free throw. No. Ball deflected out. McDaniel's got it with 3 seconds to go. Lead pass ahead for Max Jones. K-State wins the game. Kansas State wins the game 71-70. Wow, the Wildcats pull it out. They find a way, and they've won their fourth consecutive game.
Look at that. Nice. Down 15-0 at the start of the game. Wow. Here's a Kansas State head coach, Jerome Tang.
If you want a game of back and forth, this was probably it. Coach, you dug a 15-0 hole, down 18-2, and you led the game at halftime and found a way to win at the end. Unbelievable.
Yeah,
congrats.
Just for the record, we did not want to start like that. And no, we didn't want a back and forth game. But our guys, man, you know, they fought through. You know, we didn't start the way we wanted to. We faced some adversity. They stuck together. We took the lead at the half. We built the lead in the second half.
There you go. Big win for K-State on the road. David Gasson led the way with 22 points. Here's a little trivia for you, Steve McIntosh. No one at K-State has ever had a triple-double in program history.
No one?
Yeah, which they almost had one last night. Doug McDaniel, his final line was 9 assists, 8 rebounds, 7 points. Came close.
Came close, yeah.
But K-State gets the win on the road. 4 in a row now for the Wildcats. College women's basketball tonight. Shocker ladies are at home at Coke Arena. 6 o'clock tip-off tonight, hosting Florida Atlantic. And I'm going to be the guest public address announcer at the game tonight for the Shocker ladies.
How about that?
Looking forward to that. 6 o'clock tonight at Coke Arena. JUCO men's basketball. 18th-ranked Butler Community College on the road, visiting 22nd-ranked Barton. Start of 3 straight road games for Butler. The Grizzlies are 10-1 this season away from El Dorado. Dennis Higgins will have the call of Butler basketball, 7:15 tonight, and that is over on KFH. College women's tennis. Wichita State plays its home opener today at 1 o'clock, hosting Oral Roberts. That'll be at Wichita Country Club. And we've got a good basketball matchup tonight on the west side of town for Friends University. Men and women hosting Tabor. The women's matchup is up first at 6 o'clock. Both teams are tied for second in the conference. Tabor has won 5 in a row. And then the men's game after that, the Friends men are tied for first place atop the conference on a 5-game winning streak, 17-5 on the season.
Great.
We'll see a Friends and Tabor tonight on the west side. That'll be good stuff. That is sports with Steve and Ted. And sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center. Proud to serve veterans that served our nation. That's located in Northeast Wichita. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Are you familiar with the term weekend warrior? That's coming up with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 on this Wednesday morning, 5th day of February. A man is dead and a woman and child injured in a crash in Cowley County Tuesday morning on Highway 77, south of Winfield. A man in a truck was northbound in the southbound lanes when he collided with an SUV. 91-year-old Walter Thurman of Arkansas City was pronounced dead at the scene. The woman and child in the SUV were hospitalized in serious condition.
The city of Wichita and the owner of the Starlight Drive-In coming to an agreement on a loan restructuring plan.
The Starlight closed in October 2018, but Blake Smith from Tulsa purchased the property and reopened for the 2019 season. The city invested $200,000 as a low-interest loan to Smith to purchase 2 new movie projectors. Smith says the facility is doing good, but there have been challenges along the way.
There's not as much product as there used to be. We had Hollywood strikes. The pandemic changed everything.
streaming. There's just more product going streaming. So, you know, we're probably looking at about half the movies being released that used to be released.
Those factors have led to an attendance drop at the drive-in. To counter that, Smith says they will raise prices this season. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Under the new agreement, Smith will pay the city $50,000 up front and then repay the remaining $150,000 during the next 6 years. Starlight Drive-In plans to open for the year on February 14th.
Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty tells KNSS News he expects a robust discussion at today's commission meeting. They're going to be talking about a local contribution of $125,000 to help match funds from the city and state to help with testing those impacted by groundwater contamination near 29th and Grove in northeast Wichita.
We don't know if it was one large spill or if this was a series of spills that took place at what's now the Union Pacific Railroad, that rail yard over there just north of 29th and Grove. So we didn't determine, or the city of Wichita didn't find this until they were doing construction on East 21st Street in the mid-90s.
Beatty commented during his weekly chat with Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
The Senate Judiciary Committee heard powerful testimony from heartbroken family members of fentanyl victims yesterday. Fox's Mike Emanuel has more.
In the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing room, it was clear this crisis is spreading quickly. An emergency room doctor from Wisconsin noted it doesn't take much fentanyl to kill many people. The Orange County, California sheriff blamed border policies during the Biden administration for making this problem worse. Fentanyl is part of why President Trump's tariffs against China take effect.
They're not going to come through Mexico anymore, and they're not going to let the fentanyl come in from China. And China hopefully is going to stop sending us fentanyl. And if they're not, the tariffs are going to go substantially higher.
One father told senators children are supposed to make mistakes but not die from them.
The committee's hearing was on a proposal to permanently classify fentanyl as a Schedule I drug, as its temporary classification is set to expire.
A New York State judge has stepped down over comments he made to avoid serving on a jury.
Richard T. Snyder, who has been a justice of the Petersburg Town Court in Rensselaer County for about 10 years, resigned after he was charged with misconduct by a state judicial commission. Court transcripts show Snyder tried to avoid serving on a jury in 2023 by first identifying himself as a judge and then saying, "I know everybody who comes in front of me. I know they are guilty. They would not be in front of me." The judge overseeing the case reported Snyder to state officials. At his hearing last year, Snyder said he understood defendants are considered innocent until proven guilty, but that he still felt people wouldn't be in court if they didn't commit crimes. In New York, Lee Silicera, Fox News.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Please drive safely this morning and use extra caution. Winter weather advisory going to be in effect through noon due to the potential of freezing drizzle throughout our morning hours. Could create a light glaze of ice on our roads, making things slick. Cold high of 39. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Rana Williams.
And now we have freezing drizzle, fog, 28 degrees, northeast wind at 7 miles per hour at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And with temperature below freezing and with moisture in the air, yeah, things are going to freeze. And it's ugly out there, especially I-235 up to the north part of the city. A rash of accidents going on. Had a good close on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow closing up 134 points. NASDAQ was up 262, and the S&P closed up 43. Today is February 5th. It was on this date in 1993. Bill Clinton signed the Family and Medical Leave Act, granting workers up to 12 weeks of unpaid leave for family emergencies. Unpaid. Of course, if you go ahead and take it, then the idea is you'll still have a job when you come back, when it's all over. All right, Ted, a little slick out there this morning, as we've been talking about. Had some accidents. Be careful. A lot of these are rollovers. These cars and trucks are just going over on the sides or on the top. That's kind of scary.
That's not good.
Oof. Another interesting story about President Trump this morning. Says he's given his advisors instructions to obliterate Iran if it assassinates him. Trump adds that there won't be anything left if Iran kills him. He made the remarks in an exchange with reporters Tuesday while signing an executive order calling for the U.S. government to impose maximum pressure on Tehran. Federal authorities have been tracking Iranian threats against Trump and other administration officials for many years. So there, the President Trump has told his people, here's what you need to do after I'm gone. Okay. After receiving offers for buyouts from the new presidential administration last week, an estimated 20,000 federal employees have accepted, according to a senior administration official. And that accounts for 1% of the federal workforce. Since the offer is open through Thursday, the administration could get closer to its 5% to 10% target. And there are a lot of people exempt from that, military folks, a lot of people. All right, at 6:36, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Coming up March 29th, Century 2, Bob Dylan.
Oh, yeah.
Going to be performing. It's part of his Rough and Rowdy Ways tour. And my understanding is we're being told it's sold out. You can't buy a ticket. However, go to our website, knssradio.com. Go to the contest icon there, and you'll find it. And get yourself entered for a pair.
Oh.
You got a pair of tickets that somebody could have.
It could be yours.
Even though you can't buy them anymore, you might be able to get a couple of tickets with Steve and Ted and KNSS.
Yeah, get entered. That's a great prize.
All right. 6:37 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. And it's time for our KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. The selling and long liquidation continued Tuesday for the live cattle and feeder cattle futures. The closes again were triple digit losses. Some live cattle contracts have now dropped over $10 and feeder cattle nearly $13 from last week's all time record highs. Now, there has not been any activity from our feed yards yet this week. There's a good chance cattle prices will be lower. Now, the beef packers continue to lose money, and this year has started worse than the past couple of years. Lean hogs were able to close with triple-digit gains yesterday. On the close, April live cattle $1.50 lower at $198.65. March feeders down $2.25 at $268.25. And April lean hogs were $3.40 higher at $89.75. Now, Tuesday, most old crop and new crop wheat, corn, and soybean futures made new highs for the current move to the upside and close positive once again. Now, managed money buying is lifting prices higher, and Kansas City wheat this morning is trading at its highest level since October 25th of last year, and new crop July Kansas City wheat hit $6.20 this morning. At the moment, March Kansas City wheat, $5.75 higher at $6.50. March corn, $2.25 higher at $4.96. March soybeans down $0.01 at $10.73. March crude oil, 82 cents lower at $71.88. April gold continued to make new all-time record highs, is up $17.50 at $2,893.20. The March S&P, 27 points lower at 6,036. March dollar index down 47 cents at 107.35. And March Dow Jones futures, 59 points lower at 44,638. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, we got freezing drizzle here in Wichita this morning and causing some problems on the elevated roadways and overpasses and ramps. People are driving off and rolling over. How's the condition? You probably haven't been out to drive in Augusta, but I'm sure it's probably not a whole lot different in Augusta this morning.
Now, I noticed this morning, being outside earlier, that it is a little slick in spots out there. Sounds like everything's really worse north of us. I noticed up in the northeast part of the state, a lot of school closings up there.
Okay. What about the egg situation? I've noticed that the networks have found out about it, and they found out what's causing it and so forth. And the price of eggs have gone up. And I'll tell you what. Shelly and I still buy eggs, but you know, if you can't afford it, you know, I won't buy anymore for a while. We're looking for a comeback there. It's all got to do with this bird flu thing, right?
Exactly, Steve. The bird flu has caused millions of chickens, laying chickens, to be exterminated because of bird flu, because they can't recover from it. And till that is taken care of, it's going to make a shortage out there of eggs. And I understand the price of eggs is high price. I eat eggs every morning. I love eggs, but they are getting higher price. And there's not anything anybody can do about it immediately. It's just going to take time to build the chicken flocks back up.
Yeah, for the process of chicken of building the flocks back up, that's when Yeah, that makes sense to me. How long does it take to build a chicken flock? About a week?
I couldn't tell you an exact time frame, but it is much quicker than a lot of other species are.
I bet it is.
You've seen Waffle House is charging an extra 50 cents if you order anything with eggs in it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fine. I just won't leave a tip. Does that seem fair?
Oh, I think that's all up to everybody's personal preference.
Yeah, it sure is.
And then there's a thing on Facebook where they said, give your woman something expensive for St. Valentine's Day. And instead of a ring, he's got a 12-pack of eggs.
There you go. Well,
you know, somebody stole my idea. I already thought of that. I thought that would be pretty neat for next Friday.
Really? What's next Friday?
Valentine's Day.
Oh, well, you know. That's good. You're going to try that this year instead of the vacuum cleaner bags. That's good. I like that.
Yeah, because, you know, she's still got one of those. It's in good shape. So I think eggs would be appropriate, and I can share in them.
All right. Good for you, you charmer, you. We'll check for you again tomorrow morning. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Coming up, we've got Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker this morning with Steve and Ted. Keep it right here, KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning, KNSS, 6:46 here on this Wednesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Sedgwick County Commission will consider aid for medical testing of residents in a polluted area of northeast Wichita.
Two.
Wichita City Council turns down expansion on the Crown Uptown Theater. Concerns for impact on the neighborhood.
One.
Trump proposes that the U.S. take over Gaza and rebuild and redevelop the war-torn territory. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Winter weather advisory today until noon, and the driving is hazardous out there right now. We've got multiple accidents up by Broadway and I-235. Now multiple accidents on I-235 out by Kellogg. We've just now had the report of another traffic accident, this one on K-42, 263rd Street West. That's down by Viola, the area that we're talking about there on K-42. So roadways slippery today. Be extra careful. Traffic update 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
20% chance for drizzle and rain today. Drizzle, freezing drizzle. We have a high predicted at 40 degrees. Yesterday's high was just 32. Partly cloudy tonight. The overnight low 33. And then Thursday, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high up to 49 degrees. Now, freezing drizzle, fog. 28 degrees. We have a northeast wind at 7 miles per hour at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve, it's 10 in the morning here on KNSS, and a woman accused of teaming up with a stranger to kill her boyfriend is convicted.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A woman in Colorado has been convicted of murder after police say she teamed up with a stranger to kill her boyfriend after he doubted her chances of getting a job. 29-year-old Ashley White was found guilty of second-degree murder and other charges in the 2020 shooting death of 28-year-old Cody DeLisa. DeLisa had reportedly criticized White's inability to get a full-time job for months. Then, in August of 2020, White went to a job interview and DeLisa criticized her for the last time. On the bus ride home, police say she met a man called Scott and they devised a plan to kill DeLisa. After getting off the bus, they walked to the home of White and DeLisa and shot DeLisa twice in the head. His body was found the next day. It turns out Scott was actually a man named Michael Stratton, who had been arrested for a separate murder after DeLisa's death. His girlfriend turned him in for the DeLisa murder 3 years after it happened. White had been arrested days after the shooting. There's more on the story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
A positive close on Wall Street after China responds to tariffs.
Stocks finishing higher and staging a small recovery from Monday despite China's retaliation against new U.S. tariffs. Investors also digested the latest batch of earnings reports. Tech was the biggest winner in the S&P 500 sectors. Shares of Palantir Technologies, a big winner today on Wall Street with its shares up 24% for its best day on record after the data analytics company reported strong sales growth and said demand for its AI products keeps growing. The Dow winners, Apple, Amazon, and Salesforce. The Dow declined partners Merck, United Health Group, and Coca-Cola. The Dow rising 134 points, the Nasdaq higher by 262, S&P 500 up 43. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
How much should I put away? Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. Every investor has a different set of needs. Family wealth, income, location, lifespan, and lifestyle are all factors in how much you should put into your 401k at work to achieve a level that will create enough income for you to live your life. How do I calculate how much I need to contribute? When participating in an employer-sponsored retirement plan like a 401k, most investors go into determining what percentage of their income they should contribute backwards. They look at their spending lifestyle and what's left over they might put away for retirement. Rather than retirement contributions being an afterthought, we should begin with contributions amounts at the beginning, then build a lifestyle around that. Your certified financial planner pro can help. They will look at what you spend. Are you living well below your means or just scraping by? Determine what you need to spend to fund your lifestyle, and then they'll compare that to your income. If you want to maintain your current lifestyle, you now know how much that costs per year. Your current age is a huge factor in determining how much you'll need to put away. If you need $5,000 a month net to maintain your lifestyle, Social Security income should cover some of that. To make up the difference, you'll need to invest enough to create that amount of income. Your CFP Pro can help you determine a growth rate for your investments. They will find a number that you need to hit to create that income and factor investor growth and inflation in to determine how much you'll need to invest to reach those numbers. Pay yourself first. That means contributing what you need to reach your goals before any other payment. You'll need to build your lifestyle around that income that remains, or you'll need to increase your income. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Sabre Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Thank you, Don. Today is National Weather Person's Day. Honors all individuals working in meteorology, weather forecasting, and broadcasting meteorology. That includes us, Ted, National Weather Person's Day. It also recognizes volunteer storm spotters, observers, and others who work in the weather field. Well, we've done a bit of that over the years.
Sure have.
Severe weather spotting, a little bit of anchoring and reporting about it. And by the way, coincidentally, or not coincidentally, but this past year, KNSS was honored with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters' best severe weather coverage in the state.
How about that?
Second year in a row.
We're very proud of that.
So I guess we can be, we're national weather persons, are we?
Well, I don't know about national.
Oh, it's a, okay.
But
we are weather persons, so.
Well,
it is
just a point. Yeah, if weather gets bad, you better tune into KNSS.
You know,
keep you up to date.
We've worked with meteorologists over the year, TV meteorologists, and they come in and they help us, educate us, and so forth. So we've been through a lot of classes, been through training. And then when the you-know-what hits the fan in the middle of the night, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to tell you about it. And we thank you all for tuning us in at those times. The worst part about spotting weather, for me, I don't know about you, I don't speak for me, but if you go out at night, there's not a whole lot you can see.
Once you go out after dark, it's not easy to get a hold on things.
You learn the tricks. You learn to look fast when the lightning pops. So you
yep, that's
the
about
clouds
it.
Are.
That's all you can do.
And pay attention to what's going on around you. If those trees are bending over, you know you got some wind. If that old car starts to rock and say, oh, here comes the wind. Anyway, we're working now with Ron L. Williams this morning. We'll talk with him in just a few minutes. He can celebrate. Maybe they're going to have a big cake for him over there. Him and the other meteorologists around the city. Jad, what do you got?
Another traffic accident.
Oh, yeah.
Another one in that northwest corner on I-235. It's northbound I-235, and it's right there at K-96. So just a little ways west of the other accidents that we've had. That's a bad area right now.
K-235's had been having rollover since midnight, folks.
Yeah.
It's slick. And if you're doing it wrong at 75 miles an hour, you may want to rethink the whole thing because Yeah, we continue to have accidents. Is the Irpin effect then, Jed, the accident reporting thing?
Yeah, they put that into effect yesterday, and I have not heard them cancel it. Okay. So I imagine that emergency accident reporting plan definitely still in effect.
All right, here we go. We're piling ahead to the 7 o'clock hour on this Wednesday morning, and coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, several traffic crashes in West Wichita overnight, and they continue this morning. We'll tell you about that. And President Trump suggesting a U.S. rebuild of Gaza. That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.